Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for any available crew and two-minute task.
Yonchu?
Hey, good morning, Zena. At 10:30, we had an activity for Kimia to cycle the USB for the airflow sensor on the OGS rack, and he performed that already, but it was no joy. And so we need somebody to go and just unplug the USB port from its AdLink mini PC and plug that USB into a new port at your convenience.
Okay, copy. I see that 10:30 activity on the OGS rack, and you want me to unplug the USB and plug it into a different port, you said?
Affirmative.
You got it. No problem.
Thank you.
Station on 2 for OGA.
Go ahead on 2.
Hey, we pulled out the USB stick and stuck it in the port just below the one it was in.
Thank you very much. We'll keep an eye on it.
No problem.
Station Scuba on Space Ground 2 for Kimia.
Hey, go ahead on 2.
Yes, Kimia, sorry about that. We lost the kill coverage. So, what we'd like to do is to, you may see the error messages continuously on the laptop, so click OK to clear the error messages. And at the same time, we like to perform through step 4, decimal 2, 5, decimal 10, and hold at that point. And we are having, we'll be getting into this LOS, 6 minute LOS in 3 minutes. So we like to go through step 4, decimal 2, 5, decimal 10.
Okay, understand. Actually, I did that already, and I already got same message, error messages. Just for your info, for the ground, in troubleshooting, after receiving the batteries, I see checking the card, and this error messages. So do you have any, like, a clue what we are doing, why we are getting this? I don't know the meaning of the message, so I cannot do the troubleshooting, but please let me know.
Copy that, and we are discussing.
Thank you. So I'm going to make sure. I did that already twice, but I'm going to just make sure I'm going to do the step 4 decimal, 25 decimal 10, and waiting for you guys.
Just give me a copy and conquer.
Thank you for your support and patience.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for USOS crew. No response required. This is your last call for PWD and XPWD water ops.
This is Station on 2. Crew is good with water. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Station on Space Ground 2 for Murphy.
With you on 2.
Good morning. Happy to working with you. It's still 10 minutes early, but is it okay for me to remove the sample from Murphy and put it in the
top bill?
Absolutely, Kimia. Go right ahead.
Okay, thank you.
Houston Station on Space Ground 2.
Доброе утро, Oleg.
Доброе утро.
You're working on procedure 2.7735. Will you deliver deionated water from PWD? And I took EDV serial number 1524. And EDV is empty now, and I have completed step.
Oleg, that's a good serial number. We copy that it is empty. In step 3.2, your estimated offload time is 26 minutes. It's 26 minutes. And in step 3.3, ground commanding is complete. You are go.
The whole estimated time is 26 minutes, and I'm going to step 3.3.
Good readback.
Speed station on Space Ground 2 for LSG.
With you on 2.
Okay, and now LSG work volume is deployed.
Thanks, Kimia.
Thank you.
Houston station on 2.
Hey, Oleg, if you're looking for a go in step 6.1, you've got it. Fill is complete.
Okay, all, and I'm going to step 6.1.
Houston station on 2.
Go ahead.
Have completed step 6 and 7.1 and transfer host disconnected from PWD and system bypass 1 back to registration station.
Houston copies. That's a good config. Thanks.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Houston Station on 2 for RWS.
Hey, Zena, you got Costa with you. Go ahead for RWS.
Costa, I am currently in 7.2.707 step at the bottom of step 1.1, and it says switch cobalt brick input number 1313, and I'm looking all around the cupola. I've got cobalt bricks serial numbers 1422, 1448, and 1430, but I don't see 1313 and want to make sure I don't switch off the wrong thing and do switch off the right thing.
Okay, we copy. We'll get back to you.
Thank you.
And Houston Station on 2 for IPV.
Okay, Mike, go ahead for IPV.
Costa, great to hear your voice, buddy. On my iPad, I have an Optimus link. It's green. My timeline works great, but I can't get the procedure I need because my link to the IPV server is gray, and I've waited. I've changed networks. I've changed locations. No joy on the usual things.
Okay, Mike, we understand the issue. We're not currently tracking KU, so give us a few minutes to get back on KU so we can try to troubleshoot and see what we're looking at.
No worries. Appreciate the help. And in advance, and then also, who knows, sometimes these things pop back up, but thank you.
Copy. And Mike, one thing if you can pass on to Kimya, we got the go for ARED. We can now take the low limit up to 80 pounds. So for anyone using ARED, but especially Kimya, where it's coming up for him.
Okay, I see Kimya-san right now. So is 80 pounds the limit, or is it the usual or is it the usual limits? In other words, do we need to take off the placard or just change it from 65 to 80?
Like, we can just change it from 65 to 80.
Thanks, that's crystal clear. Appreciate it.
Station Houston on 2 for Zena.
Yeah, on 2.
All right, Zena, we don't have the specific serial number for you, but if you can just trace the cable from the PCS you just shut down all the way back to, we're assuming, a cobalt, if that's the only thing plugged into that, you can turn that one off.
Perfect. Thanks. That makes sense. I'll do that. And if anything else is plugged in, I'll check in.
Sensation on 2 for IPV.
Go ahead, Mike, for IPV.
You guys are magic. It's working again. It was about down for 10 minutes on my tablet, but now it's going again. So thanks. I can get back to work. Appreciate it.
All right. Pluto takes full credit for fixing it without KU or anything. So copy that. Let us know if it happens again.
Houston, roger that. And the power of Pluto, I do not doubt. And in Munich, good afternoon. Space Station calling on Space Station Ground 2.
Munich Tribune 2, Mike. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. I'm working right now on the IRIS radiation detector activity. And before I get too far started, I just wanted to check in to see if there were any deltas and to give you my greetings.
And hi, Mike. It's Lori in Huntsville. We're going to handle that IRIS for you, and we have no deltas.
Okay. Well, then I will just give my greetings to both Munich and Huntsville. And copy, no deltas, and we'll execute as published. Thank you so much. And greetings.
Thank you. Everyone here says hello.
And Huntsville Station on 2 for IRIS. Good thing we established our greetings already.
I'm with you, Mike.
I'm on procedure step 1.302, and I did find a new drive named IRIS. But there was no folder inside that said wearable radiation dosimeter. Basically, we got system volume information with two basic files in it.
Copy, Mike. We're checking. Okay, Mike. That should mean that if the folder's not present and there are no files present, so you can press on. We're good with that.
And station copies. If you're good, we're good. And Huntsville, we're with you on step number 2. The Columbus camcorder is ready for live downlink with an over-the-shoulder view when you're ready.
Copy, Mike. Perfect timing. We are trying to lock up on KU right now, but you're good to press.
Okay, pressing forward.
Station on 2 for RWS.
We are with you, Zena.
So I start reading the execution note for my 1430 activity and want to make sure that I have a go with saving in place.
You are go, Zena.
Happy, thank you.
Let's go station on 2 for Iris.
Go ahead, Mike.
We use card 005 for the stowage note, and on step 2, decimal 11, the LED is blinking slowly, and the experiment start time was 40 after the hour.
Copy. Oh, Mike, I couldn't have done it any better myself. Thank you.
That's high praise. Thank you very much. And I assume you got over the shoulder view and you're satisfied with the placement. If you still want, we'll absolutely happy to take pictures.
Yep, we've got the view, Mike. It looks good, and we will still take a few pictures if you don't mind.
They let me be in space station so I can do these kind of things, so very happy to take pictures for y'all.
Well, you're certainly glad you're there.
And Huntsville Station on 2, if you're satisfied with the video image, and I'll send down the stills, of course, then I can turn off the Columbus camcorder unless you'd like to keep it on.
And we copy all, Mike. Yeah, if you could leave that camera up just for a few more minutes, we'd appreciate it. Copy, thumbs up. Okay, Mike, if this astronaut thing doesn't work out, you can always be a videographer. Thanks for the zoom in. We're done with the camera now. Thank you.
So, station, my pleasure, and thanks for the compliments, and right back at you. So, station, on 2 for some stowage questions.
I'm with you for some stowage questions.
Yeah, you're on a roll today, so I figure you'll get this one. I'm looking at a 2.0 CTB Space Fibers number 3. Its serial number is 4074, and it is here in the lab on the Deck 2 rack. I'm looking ahead for tomorrow in the colloidal solids experiment, and this CTB, if it were somewhere else, it will help us out for tomorrow, not to mention for today's stowage.
I copy all, Mike. It's going to take us a few minutes to get you an answer where we can get that thing moved out of your way. Station Huntsville on 2 for Mike and stowage answer.
Well, Huntsville, that was fast. Go ahead.
We're working on your time, Mike, so you want to put that bad boy in PMM overhead 1, that will work for us.
Right, so on the front of the rack of PMM overhead 1, you got it, and then we'll know where it is, and then we can bring it back later after we're done with colloidal solids. That'll help the flow of the experiment. Thank you.
And, Mike, it's permanent home, so you can just leave it there in the PMM.
Okay, PMM overhead 1 and rack front. Copy all and headed that way. Thank you.
Houston Station on 2 for RWS.
Easy. If you're calling for the going 4.1, you have it.
There I am. Thanks.
Okay, one more thing. Also, it should be obvious, but in step 4.5, you will have the power of the PCS.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Houston Station on 2, RHC, R&R complete.
Good work, Zena.
So station on space ground 2 for PWD.
Kimia, good afternoon. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. Happy to working with you. I'm step 5.2 and task complete.
We copy. Thank you.
Space station space ground 2 for SAB.
I'm with you on 2, Kimia.
I'm ready to start next activity whenever you guys are ready.
We are ready. Here we go.
Okay, thank you.
Full station on space to ground 2 for auxilium cartridge R&R. That's rest and relaxation or remove and replace.
I'll take the relaxation, but for you it's remove and replace. So you've got to do that and you've got to go. And also, back on that Iris LIDL, those little photos you took, you have an SSC number for that? And I'll save you a crew note.
I did not download the photos yet, but as soon as I'm done with auxilium, we'll put the photos. It'll be SSC-9.
Copy. Thank you.
So station on 2 for auxilium cartridge.
Mike, you got Rob here answering for Huntsville. Go ahead.
Rob, great to hear your voice. Serial number 23 has been installed, and serial number 22 is uninstalled. and we'll still look for the stowage notes. Anything else you'd like to see or know about Auxilium and Mambo number 5?
I got crickets around the room, Mike. That's great. Thank you so much.
Copy that. Thank you.
City Station on Space Ground 2 for SABO.
Go ahead on 2, Kimia.
Yes, I saw the initial configuration, the cable, J7, that's actually on that, I saw some like, maybe gloves, and also maybe captain tips to secure, maybe like, secure the seal, of CO2, maybe between the door and also this cable. I'm trying to like, make it as is. Or should I actually remove these Kaplan tapes and also gloves?
And Kimia, I copy. This is where we put some extra tape and gloves as a seal to keep the CO2 from coming out. We think if you can put that back the way it was, that would be a good way to leave it future.
Okay, I understand. So I'm going to leave it and just stay as is. And yeah, it looks like just before, I mean, before reinstalling it, so it should be good. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for that.
City Station on Space Ground 2 for XPCU installation.
With you on 2, we like that field of view. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So I'm going to start this activities.
Okay, we're following along.
Station Houston for reboot status.
Houston, this is Station on 2. We're listening.
All right, guys, we are about 19 and a half minutes away from our TIG. I want to let you know Dragon Reboost has been enabled. ISS is go for the reboost.
The ISS is go for the reboost in 19 and a half minutes. We'll be interested in seeing how that works out. Thank you.
Station Houston, this is your two-minute warning to the reboost.
Two-minute warning, copy. While I have you, I have a quick request for stowage. It's... Stow track items 128.02 and 128.03. Now's a good time.
Okay, we're listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, so 128.02 and 128.03 were to go to the 1.0 CTB 4258 along with a whole bunch of other things. All the other things were kind of small and could fit into that CTB, but the 2802 and 2803 cannot fit into that CTB, so looking for an alternate location.
Okay, we copy. We'll work on that. Station burn start confirmed. Station Houston on 2, we see you guys on camera. We did have a burn stop on time. We are analyzing the data.
And Houston on 2, we could definitely feel it, and you saw us kind of moving down the cabin, so we can confirm that there was a Delta V. And this Delta V is really important to Space Station, so we just wanted to throw some sunshine to the team that really, the teams that really worked hard to get the SpaceX 33 launched and to get this special a special flight test accomplished. It's important to Space Station, and it shows a great new capability that that we have for boosting or deboosting Space Station. So good job, team. Congratulations from us aboard International Space Station Expedition 73.
Expedition 73, thank you for those kind words. It's definitely great to be able to do tests with you guys. We appreciate the visuals. It was helpful to make sure you guys are going the right way, so we like that. And Mike, thanks for wearing green, the color of go. So big thanks to everybody.
Space Station on Space Ground 2 for Axiom DCU.
Kimmy, we're with you. Go ahead.
Hey, sorry for waiting. I'm step 4.0. Step 4, sorry.
Kimia, you've got to go in both 4 and 5. And just a note that we do expect the lights to come on in those steps when you get there.
Okay, understand. Thank you for the heads up. And I have a go for step 4 and 5. Thank you.
And give me one other request from us. We forgot to put it in the procedure, but could you photo document, take a picture? Basically, we want to see what's in figure 3 of the procedure.
Okay, no problem. I'll take a photo of this DCU configuration and also layout of the cables and send it to you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Station Houston on 2 for Xena when able. Hey, Zena, we're just going through evening DPC topics, and we actually have just a few questions that we can maybe handle now if you want. One of them is for you. For the stowage conference tomorrow, we're not tracking anything for you. So if you don't have anything for us, we can cancel tomorrow's stowage conference that's on your timeline. Just let us know if you think of anything you want to talk about.
I have nothing specific. Would love a chance to tag up with ISO just to see if they have anything, since we canceled the last one as well. But I'm happy to just do that via email.
Okay. We'll talk about it and probably cancel since we're not tracking anything at the moment. So we copy. Thanks for that. Two more items for the rad detector that's in the lab, the big gold box kind of above your head. We're not seeing quite the data we expect. We're wondering, is that stowed in the starboard 5 location, or is it maybe a little bit more towards the starboard 6 location? Can you tell?
It's more towards S6.
Okay, if you or anyone gets a chance to move it a little bit more towards starboard 5, that's where we expect it.
You bet. And I remember when we put this back after rack rotation, the procedure made it look like it should be 90 degrees off, kind of sticking out into the cabin, and we were told that we could stow it kind of parallel to the starboard wall here, just so it was less of a bump hazard. But I can swing it maybe 180 degrees so that it's similarly parallel with the rack, but more parallel to S5, if that works.
Okay, we copy, Zena. Thanks for the recommendation. We actually prefer the orientation it is in now, so if there's any way to just kind of scoot it over a little bit, that would be preferred versus flipping at 180.
That totally makes sense. I think I can manage to get the moving arm such that it would be kind of splitting the bay 5 and 6 rack. I could also move the bogan arm one rack over so that it's in the same position but on rack 5.
We'll take your suggestion there, whichever you think works best for you guys. Great. And then one last item for the entire crew. We're asking that you guys keep the shutters closed overnight tonight. We're seeing some temperature that are hitting our limits of flight rules, so we'd prefer if those stay closed all night, please.
Okay, shutters closed overnight.
Station Houston on 2 for Mike and stowage whenever you're ready.
You guys are fast. Go ahead for Mike on 2 for stowage.
Trying to keep up with you guys. Got you back an answer on that step 128.02 and 03. You can pick up a new CTB, half CTB, just report the serial number, and that can be stowed in that same location, the node 3, alpha 2.
Okay, we'll see if we can make that work. And I'm sure you guys are all aware that node 3, alpha 2 is right under the ARED, so we have to keep everything kind of flat and not to hinder the ARED. So I think we'll be able to do it. We'll let you know how it works, and we'll give you the half CTP serial number. Thanks.
Hey, we copy, Mike. Yeah, thanks for that feedback and reminder. Just let us know how it ends up.
Station on 2 for Sertrack, step 130.03.
Go ahead, Zena.
It goes to inside CTB 5376. I am not seeing any bubble bags or cables. There's only the cushion and the separator in step 130.04.
Okay, we copy. We'll look into it.
Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Zena with the answer.
With you on 2.
Hey, Zena, you can skip those two steps, the .02 and .03. That's actually what Kimia was just working on. So you can pick up in .04.
Copy.
And Houston Station on 2 with good news and really good news for stowage.
All right, I'll take the really, really good news first.
Right. The really, really good news is that ISO gets to name the bag, which is half CTV 5217. And if we don't put anything more in it, it'll fit nicely under the ARED. If we put more stuff in it, it may impede ARED progress.
Mike, we copy. We'll take a note to try to keep the CTB at the capacity it is now. And for naming, you know us, we're creative down here, so we'll call it Equus Items Number 2.
Oh, man, the money up here was that it's going to call it Equus Hardware Junior. But Number 2, that'll be good, too. And then that way there could be a tray and all the rest, the third. All right, got it. Equus Items Number 2, half CTB 5217, with items 128.02 and 128.03.
We copy all. Thanks, Mike, for the good work. Station Houston on 2 for a request in node 1.
Station on 2, I didn't hear the call, but I think you were calling for us.